Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach, and each episode I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called Why Your Calendar Reveals Your Real Ambition. Let's dive in. If I looked at your calendar right now, would it show someone building a business or someone just dreaming about it? Your time blocks don't lie. They reveal whether you're serious about your side hustle or just playing entrepreneur on social media. Here's what I've learned from working with hundreds of aspiring entrepreneurs. Everyone gets the same 168 hours each week, but successful entrepreneurs understand something crucial. They audit where those hours actually go, not where they think they go. Research shows we overestimate our productive time by 40% and underestimate our time leaks by 60%. Your calendar isn't just a schedule, it's your business plan in action. If revenue-generating activities aren't scheduled, they simply won't happen consistently. Let me share a framework that changed everything for my students. Think of your entrepreneurial time in three buckets: build, connect, and learn. Build means creating products or services. Connect covers networking and marketing. Learn includes skill development and market research. Most failed side hustlers spend 80% of their time learning, 15% connecting, and only 5% building. Successful entrepreneurs flip this equation entirely. 60% building, 25% connecting, 15% learning after the initial planning phase. But timing matters just as much as allocation. Match your highest energy hours to your highest impact business activities. If you're a morning person, block 6 to 8 a.m. for deep work like product development. Don't waste your peak energy organizing files or scrolling through industry news. 2 years ago, I made a $10,000 calendar mistake. I was working 20 hours a week on my consulting business but making zero progress. So I tracked my actual time for one brutal week: 14 hours researching competitors, 4 hours organizing digital files, 2 hours on actual client outreach. The wake-up call hit hard. I was using business activities to avoid the scary stuff like sales calls and putting my work out there. I completely restructured my approach. Tuesday and Thursday evenings, 7 to 9 p.m., became sacred time for client outreach. Saturday mornings were reserved for content creation. Within 3 months, I landed my first $10,000 project because I finally aligned my calendar with revenue-generating activities instead of busy work. This week, I want you to do a calendar audit through an ROI lens. For every time block, ask yourself, will this directly lead to revenue in the next 90 days? If the answer is no, either eliminate it or batch it into one focused session per week. Then schedule your top three revenue-generating activities first, before meetings, before admin work, before anything else claims your prime time. Treat these blocks like client appointments you cannot cancel or reschedule. Your calendar is casting the deciding vote on your entrepreneurial future every single day. Make sure it's voting for the ambitious person you're becoming, not the comfortable person you've been. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.